The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 8th, goes to a TV reporter named Natalia Escudero.
Escudero.
Oh,
my goodness.
Roll the R, man.
Roll the R. No, Escudero.
Roll the R. That's what you
mean. Natalia Escudero. Now, if you watch The Breakfast Club on YouTube or see us on Revolt TV, then you know there is a young man who looks like he's from Iraq or Iran sitting by DJ Envy. No need to be afraid for any of us because that man's name is DJ Dramos. All right? Don't let the beard make you think he's some type of terrorist. The guy is harmless, and he happens to be Puerto Rican, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm going to lean on him heavy for this one. Now, today's Donkey of the Day, I'm sure the Latino community will appreciate more because they can understand what's going on. Even though Spanish is a second language to so many people here in America, okay, my four-year-old gets taught Spanish in pre-K. I do remember being younger and going to Memminger Elementary in Charleston, South Carolina. Drop on a clues bombs from Memminger Elementary. I don't even know if Memminger's still open, but they had us in a special class where they gave us a choice of learning Spanish or French, but it wasn't like I knew how to speak it fluently, and I clearly didn't retain any of that education because the only thing I know how to speak fluently is pure nigga. But enough about me. Natalia Escudero.
Escudero.
Escudero. She is listed as a Spanish TV reporter, and over the holidays, she was covering Spain's annual Christmas lottery called El Gordo.
Gordo.
I think I know what that means. Drum, what does El Gordo mean?
Fat.
Grab Envy's mic.
Hey, yo.
Fat.
The
big one.
The fat one, right? The big one.
Yeah, literally is the fat one.
Yeah. I heard Envy muttering that under his breath yesterday after he received the mold of my ass, but that's another conversation. Now, El Gordo is a state-run lottery with the world's richest draw boasting 2.24 billion euros, which is about 2.43 billion U.S. dollars. Nearly 15,000 people can have a winning amount that pays different amounts according to the travel website Barcelona Yellow. The winning number this year was 26590, and Natalia was one of the lucky ticket holders to have the correct number for a prize worth 400,000 euros, which is $444,000 for each ticket, okay? But the prize money can be split multiple ways. Clearly, nobody told Natalia this. And what happened next is exactly why you don't eat your empanadas before they are cooked. Now, this is where I need a translator. All my Spanish-speaking folks will know exactly what happened because they understand Spanish. The rest of us have to rely on myself and DJ Dramos to translate for you, okay? Let's go to RTVE for the report, please.
El champán en el ojo, ya no os veo ni nada. 16 millones de euros, 40 décimos y uno es mío.
Oye, Natalia, de verdad, o sea, ¿mañana no vienes a trabajar?
No.
Now, Dramos, translate what you just heard.
Okay, so she's celebrating that she won. She's got the lady with her that sold her the ticket.
Okay.
They're asking her if she is going to go to work tomorrow. She says, no, she's not going to work.
Okay.
I think she got champagne in her eye. It's a whole big thing.
Okay, you're right, because I was reading, and they say what happened was Natalia looked into the camera and said, I'm not going in tomorrow. She wagged her finger in front of the camera and said, Natalia doesn't work tomorrow. Her colleagues at the station didn't know she had won. Natalia jumped up and down in excitement. She screamed out, it's true, it's not the truth. Truman Show. Now, if you don't know what the Truman Show is, it's the Jim Carrey movie where his character discovers his life is a televised situation. So she's trying to say this is real. The crowd is jumping up and down. They are popping bottles of champagne. They're spraying champagne like they just won the NBA championship. Natalia pulled the woman who sold her the ticket towards her and kissed her on the cheek as the champagne continued to spray. Natalia even repeated her lottery number and she said she would never forget it. And here's the thing. After quitting her job live on air because she thought she had won this huge jackpot, she later learned that her share of this huge jackpot was only 5,000 euros, a.k.a. 5,500 American dollars. I don't even know what that means. Tell me, Drum. What?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Because a Spanish lottery cost 200 euros. So to make the game easier to enter, people can buy a decimal.
What?
A decimal? Decimal.
A decimal?
D-E-C-I-M-O. I don't know what it is, but it's a tenth of a full ticket. All right? And a tenth of a full ticket is 20 euros. So the ticket Natalia bought was only a tenth of a full ticket's share of the prize. That's why she only got $5,500.
And she can still take that one day off the next day.
Nah, she goes. She already quit.
She quit. Yeah. Now, members of the public and Spanish media accused her of being unprofessional and lying to viewers. She apologized to anyone who felt deceived by her viewers. And she tweeted an apology for anyone who felt deceived by her reaction. This, my friends, is why you don't count your chickens until they're roasted and seasoned with adobo. All right? Please give Natalia Escudero.
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 The sweet sounds of the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
I can see why she would get excited, though, because it translates into $444,000 American dollars. And a lot of people have been telling me since 2020, they've been seeing 444 a lot. Not the Jay-Z album, but, you know, when they look at clocks and stuff like mm-hmm, that. Mm-hmm. And 444 is a number sequence that lets you know you have nothing to fear. All is as it should be and all is well. And things that you have been working on will be successful, and it's an indication that you are surrounded by angels who love and support you, and their help is close at hand. So I can understand her being super, super duper excited.
When I see 444, I'm like, damn, I overslept. 444, and I'm like, I should have been up 20 minutes ago.
It depends how you look at things. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Mm-hmm.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident.